Blog Talk Radio.
To just let people know that Jesus is coming soon. There's no way out of it. There's no denying it. It's going to happen. So be ready so you won't have to get ready. Welcome to this edition of Christian. Excuse me. Welcome to this edition of Christian Talk. And hi, Cecilia. How are you today?
I'm doing very good. How are you, Brother T?
I'm very happy, doing very good. God is moving in so many different ways, and we're just happy to be in the flow of the Holy Spirit. That's it. That is it.
Yeah.
I'm excited about our guest tonight, and I know you are.
Definitely you are. He is one of my favorite guests.
Yes. But for right now... For right now, I just want everybody to pick up your phones or grab your computers and go to your inbox or whatever. Text a family, friend, stranger, anybody, and encourage them to dial in right now. Our number to dial in is 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. Or just click on the picture of T-Mar and Tecila on the link, or you can click on the link wherever you see our post for this show. If you choose to listen from your computer, you might see the link. I'm sorry, you might see the post on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And also, you can catch us on Radio KBRG.com, the bridge gospel radio station on Saturdays. So. So just tune in. Just go there. Radio KBRG. Okay? .com. All right. Just tune in and listen to that. And we'll tell you all about our special guest today. But first.
But we need to let everybody know where to go when they want to give us some of these questions. We have some beautiful questions that we get. And we want everybody to know how to reach us, right, Pastor?
Oh, that's right. That's absolutely correct. You can contact us at christianr@gmail.com. That's christiantalkr for radio, christiantalkr@gmail.com. And if you have any questions, let us have them. Or if you want to just say hi to us, just go ahead, send us an email and say hi, okay? And God bless you guys. Also, if you're in the Inland Empire area or San Bernardino, whatever, come and visit us at Church of Jesus Christ Ministry. We're located at 869 Euclid Avenue in Upland, California. So just come and say hi. Come and visit. and fellowship with
in the upper
okay?
room.
Yeah, we are.
Upland, California, in the upper room.
We're in. The Lord is raising us. We're rising. Yeah, we're rising up. that room is the room that we're in is called the upper room, and we're in Upland, so we're rising up. Praise the Lord. Okay, we'll be back with our special guest, but first, here it comes, and you know what it is. Here it is. Yep, that's it. You know what time it is. It is time for a TNT moment. That's a T. Meyer and Tusila moment. And so, well, what do we have for today, Pastor Tusila?
Oh, we have such a sensitive subject and really something very dear to a lot of people's hearts that they're going through right now, because the Lord said in the last days that father would be against the children and everybody's hearts would be turned against each other. But this question is, what do we do when we are offended, when you feel betrayed by a family member, close friend, or church buddy? Now, here's where maturity in the Bible comes in, because we must grow up into the unity of the faith in Christ Jesus, and the Bible is our roadmap into the kingdom, meaning growing up into the mature stature of Christ. Sometimes it means putting away self and dying to self. And the Bible is the roadmap on how to die to self. Die to self? I'm the one that's hurt, you might say. Why would you say die to self? And, you know, and they can't hurt what's already dead. Usually, because of foolish pride, we are easily offended. If God wants, but God, he really wants us to be in unity. And if God wants unity, then the opposite of unity is discord. And who is behind that? The person that's causing problems may not know, but you know who your true enemies are. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we wrestle not with flesh and blood and against but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." You feel like you want to come for that person that's allowing Satan to use them, but they are clueless and weakened by demonic powers who wants to destroy you and your walk. So instead of hating that person, coming for that person, for that, you come for that spirit that's using them. And I usually start off by praying myself when these things, everybody goes through this. And Jesus even talks about it. He says, they hated me first. So if they hate you, you know, you're not special. They already hated me. But for myself, I usually start off by praying that they enter into the kingdom of God. That's a black eye to the devil right there. I pray that they enter into the kingdom of God to show God that I forgave them. I even want them to be with you, Lord. Then I go for that spirit that's controlling them by breaking the spirit of betrayal.
Right.
You see, my friend, some of these things that are happening now are not everyday normal happenstance of life. We are in a war. So put on the full armor of God. You think one little old lady can tear down a church? Yeah, one little bitty old lady can come in a church and tear it down by herself. No, there are ruling spirits behind a lot of this destruction. You Christians got to awaken and be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might and come against the spirits of Judas. You see these spirits operating, everybody's complaining, but this is war. You got to put on the full armor of God so you can come against these spirits that's tearing things up and destroying. What is the scripture says that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And if you see that type of activity happening, you know who's in control of it. But you got to come against it, and you got to take that Judas spirit and hang it on a tree in the name of Jesus. And you got to say it. Mm-hmm. You got to say, I bind the bags of Judas, which carries death to relationships and betrayal, envy, jealousy, strife, and greed. The daggers of the demons released to stab God's anointing in the back is broken. Some of the relationships God is putting together is for the building of the kingdom of God. And some of you are working for the devil. Proverbs 16:28 says, a twisted person spreads rumors. A whispering gossip person ruins good friendships. A forward man sows strife. And a whisperer separates close friends. Destructive people produce conflict. What side are you on? You're either gathering with Jesus or scattering and working for the enemy. Proverbs 17:4 says, those the eyes of the those to embrace evil listen to slander. Those that engage and embrace evil listen to slander, for a liar loves to listen to lies. Know you not what you are dealing with? Then you know how to begin to break the operation of that spirit when you know what you're dealing with and how to cast them down, cast them out. Then you begin to rebuild after you understand what you're dealing with by filling them up again with God's Holy Spirit. Pray that the Spirit of God will fill them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. And because you have done what God wants, the spirit of schisms can no longer operate in your midst. All divisiveness will no longer be able to operate around you. All relationships in our midst are cleansed and purged and made pure. Backstabbing, gossip, lies, and deceit, and making minding spirits are bound up off of me in the name of Jesus. You got to say that. The heels of my associates and myself are anointed. I will not trip or stumble or offend in my purpose. The spirit of unity is my camp. Those whom God calls to yoke with me will form a circuit in the spirit so that the flow of the Holy Ghost will be loosed in the earth. And that's why these things are happening, to stop the work of God and the Holy Spirit. It's a negative attempt of the enemy to spoil your relationship and assignments. So fight in the spirit of love, like our warrior King Jesus did when he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Right, Brother T?
Absolutely. You know, that's something you had mentioned, that they did it to Jesus. Jesus was betrayed, so don't think that people won't betray you and won't hurt you. Because one thing we know, and it's this, this is one thing we know for sure, offenses must come. Jesus said so himself. He calls them betrayals. I'm going to read from Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 4, and I'm reading from the Passion Translation. And it goes like this. One day Jesus taught his disciples, betrayals are inevitable. This is what he was teaching them. He was telling them this. Betrayals are inevitable, but great devastation will come to the one guilty of betraying others. It would be better for him to have a heavy boulder tied around his neck and be hurled into the deepest sea than to face the punishment of betraying one of my dear ones. So the question is this. What should we do if someone betrays us? Well, Jesus goes on to say, so be alert to your brother's condition. just like you had mentioned, Pastor Tasila, that the first thing you do is pray for that person. You pray that they enter into the kingdom. In other words, that they get free from that demon. So be alert to your brother's condition. And if you see him going in the wrong direction, cry out and correct him. And here's the good part. If there is true repentance on his part, forgive him. No matter how many times in one day your brother sins against you and says, I'm sorry, I am changing, forgive me. You need to forgive him each and every time. No matter what offenses or betrayals, no matter what offenses or betrayals will come, no matter what, offenses and betrayals will come because of your stand as a Christian. Keep that in mind. Because of your stand as a Christian, you are going to be offended. We will be betrayed by society, the religious system, schools, and especially the government. Here's something else Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verses 9 through 13. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And ye shall, and by the way, that happened, and it's happening even now in different parts of the world. It happened during the time that Jesus did, right after his resurrection and all of that, and it's happening now. And you shall be hated for of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, that's your inward sins, in the inward sins of people, unconfessed sins, since that will abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Now, hold on, because here he continues to tell us this. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. We are to endure these offenses, these betrayals. We must endure to the end. Then we will be delivered. When it comes to offenses, it doesn't seem to bother you unless it's someone close to you. You know, you can be disappointed in someone, but you can get over that, actually. But betrayal is very hard to get over, especially when betrayal hits home. That's when you are hurt the most. That's when you cry and feel hopeless. When someone you love betrays you and offends you, you feel as though they are your enemies, no matter who they are. This is what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 36. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Betrayal is painful. We have to face it. It is painful, especially when it is someone in your family who betrayed you. Many of us will be or maybe have been betrayed or offended at some point in our lives. It happens all the time. As it is written in Micah chapter 7, verse 6, for a son dishonors his father, a daughter rises against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the members of his own household. And once again, here's what Jesus said in Matthew 10, verse 21. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rise against their parents and have them put to death. Jesus said offenses will come. Yeah, that's deep. Jesus said offenses will come. So let's get ready for it. Let's prepare ourselves because we don't know when it may come or who it may come from. Judas betrayed Jesus, and Peter denied him three times. And all the apostles ran and forsook the Lord when the Romans came to get him. Yet Jesus said, when all this happened, still Jesus said, I am not alone. John 16, verse 32 and 33. Behold, this is Jesus speaking. He said, behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you. And he's telling them ahead of time. He said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. The question is, what should we do? We should hang in there. We follow the example of Jesus Christ and endure. Overcome the world. We call on the name of the Lord, as it is written in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered, or shall be saved. We are to stay strong, keeping our eyes on Jesus and staying focused on our calling and finishing this course that the Lord has us on. Complete our destiny in him. Hebrews 12, verses 2 and 3, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Consider Jesus, who endured all of these things, unless you get weary. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Jesus was offended and betrayed more than us all, but he endured until the end.
True.
We will receive our crown of life if we also endure. We will sit with him on his throne, or in his throne, as it is written in Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh, which means to continually overcome, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. You notice that these scriptures speaks of being in God's throne, being in Jesus, being in his throne. To be in God's throne is far better than just sitting on the throne, on somebody's throne. When you're in the throne, more so in God's throne, we are in him. Jesus puts us in his throne, in his throne, in it. And if we are in his throne, then we are in God's throne. And if we're in God's throne, then we are in him. If we fix our eyes and our hearts and have our minds set right and have our minds set and fixed on him, then he will keep us in perfect peace during betrayals, offenses, trials, tribulations, and more. As it is written in Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in you. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah, everlasting strength. It is during the times of betrayal and offenses that we need to be strengthened. And the Lord is there to strengthen you. So keep this in mind. When you are going through offenses and betrayals and all forms of tribulations and persecutions, that God will fight for you. He will fight your battle, because the battle is not yours. Because at this point, it becomes the Lord's, because you are the apple of his eye, as it is written in Second Chronicles 20, verse 16. And he said, hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you. And he's saying it unto us, his Christian people now. Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, your enemies that's coming against you. For the battle is
that
not
Antichrist
yours.
Spirit. Mm-hmm.
That Antichrist spirit. Don't be afraid,
yep,
because the battle is not yours, but God.
Hallelujah.
So endure to the end and receive your great reward. We must hold on to Jesus like Jacob held on to the Lord when he wrestled with him. He started off wrestling with the Lord, fighting against him, you know, just like we do at times. We fight against the Lord. Sometimes we do it. We do it just like Jacob did it. Jacob was trying to have his own way. That's how we fight, trying to have our own way, doing what he wants, fighting his own battles. But he ended up holding on to the Lord. He stopped fighting and started holding on. And he held on to the Lord, and that's when he became successful. That's when he received his blessing. When we submit to God, then we have the power to resist the devil. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to stop right there because I'm getting kind of wound up. I could keep going, actually. But we'll stop right there. So that's it for the TNT moment. Don't go away. We'll be right back with our special guest. Stay right there.
Amen.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win. You win.
Okay.
are listening to Christian Talk with T-Meyer and Tasila, known as TNT. And we are back with our special guest, Chaplain Rob Reyes of Shoot from the Hip Ministry and Tongues of Fire TV. You can see that on YouTube. Chaplain Reyes is chaplain for Military and Institutional Department, COGIC. He is also a San Bernardino County Sheriff Chaplain and state and federal cleared. He is an end-time preacher, holiness preacher, watchman, exorcist, and a warrior. He was saved in a dope house and never looked back. Everyone, let's welcome Chaplain Rob Reyes. Yay! Hallelujah. How are you? Chaplain, how are you doing? Praise the Lord.
I'm good.
Praise the Lord. It's so good to have you on the program tonight. We're very excited, and we know that you are a man that is, I mean, you're anointed, and you have a lot to say, and I think the Lord gave you something, and you're going to share that with us also. So welcome. Welcome.
Thank you. You have a number of things that you wanted to talk about, and so I'm really here to just to see if I can answer everything. You mentioned about the way things are going today. Am I correct?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. I mean, what's going on? What's the Lord telling you about all the things that's happening, the war and the bombing in the Ukraine and all these other things that's happening? What's the Lord telling you?
Well, this is something that's been going on, been set up from the beginning. We have switched over and chosen death instead of life. And we are living this spell right now, and it's a spell that's all over the world. Now, I can say some things that let me put it this way. When Afghanistan, when the president stood and he spoke about Afghanistan, a lot of people, even the news people and everybody, some of the people said that he was talking incoherent and they couldn't understand him. But the Lord spoke to me at that moment. And he said, he's speaking to the minions. He's speaking all over the world. The Lord told me he just at that moment released all of the demons all over the world to attack. You see, like you said about Judas, you know, now Judas didn't know he had a devil in him. I don't know if this guy know he got the devil in him or not. But they know exactly what he's saying. We may not. There's a guy on the radio who has what he calls learning how to speak Bidenese. They making a joke out of it. But this is no joke.
Yeah.
He's actually, the demonic forces know exactly. Now, soon as he did that, everything broke loose, if you can really happen. And what happened in Afghanistan empowered Islam like I don't know what. They came out that day and started chanting. All over the world in Islam, they said, Islam defeated Christianity. Allah defeated Jesus. And this was their mantra. This is what they put out there. But there's so much going on. We living with a pandemic that was already set forth long before it happened. You see, God made me a watchman in 97. And how he did it, it's told me to study end times. If you look at end times, it's looking, okay, end times is prophecy is history written in advance. You see?
Right.
That's
right.
It's the history of it written in advance. So by him telling me to be a watchman and to study end times is what is the scripture says in Ezekiel 3 and also in 33. It talks about how I am supposed to see the sword coming and tell the people. Well, God gives me that ability to see things before it happens, you know. And I can hear something one time, and I won't forget it, because what I do is I verify everything through Scripture, everything God gives me. I put Scripture. And the Lord has given me a number of things. You see, our adversary is all over the place. And their main goal is to defeat Christianity. That is the goal of everything that the devil is trying to do. You can talk about wars and rumors of wars, famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. You can talk about it all. But it all boils down to they will persecute you for his name's sake. Because that is the ultimate goal. I look at the scripture, Nehemiah 4:11. It says, and our adversary said, they shall not know, neither see, till we come into the midst among them and slay them and cause their work to cease. We have given in to fear. That fear is taking over. I wrote a message. I sent you a text a little while ago, told you to send me your email address, but I guess you didn't get it because I wanted to send you something. I was going to send you something I wrote called Return to Freedom or Live in Fear. Everything else was planned years in advance. In 2014, Fauci had already set up this pandemic, working with China back then. In 2017, Fauci said right after the election that there will be a pandemic in the United States under this president. I'm talking about Trump. Now, he said that in 2017. You see? Now, many don't know. But God gives me that discernment and to be able to see things and hear things. And I looked it up. You can't imagine the depths that the devil has gone to destroy. You know, I can go through the 5G and the pandemic. And the false, and or why is it that they don't want to have a debate on it? We can look at the attacks on the big Satan, which is the United States, and the little Satan, they call it, which is Israel. And it's all attack on the church. But it makes me wonder, why don't they attack the Vatican or any of that? You know, if it's supposed to be a war here. Why don't they, you know, set their sights on the Vatican? And it's because the scripture talks about the false prophet. You see, all of these things have been laid out in advance. 7 years ago, I did I did my research on the kings of the East. And what I found out was I was looking at all the engineering that they had did to the humans and everything else. But there was something that came up that I began to look at, and today is all over. big tech and big tech and China work together under the Chinese, and they developed a weapon. This weapon will tear down your immune system. This weapon is called 5G. 5G is a weapon, and is now all over everywhere. Everybody got the, most people got the 5G phone and everything else, but they don't realize that the radiation from it destroys your immune system. Now, I've talked about this 7 years ago, that the 5G, the weapon is designed to tear down your immune system, which would make you vulnerable to every virus that comes your way. Now, this was before they put the 5G out there, and I was reading about it 7 years ago. And look at what's happening. They talking about how many, you know, they finally forcing the CDC and all of them to come up with the actual numbers of deaths and everything else. There is has been a 300% increase in miscarriages. There's been a drastic increase in stillborns. There has been hundreds of thousands of deaths that they will not talk about. They won't say anything. And they was talking about the virus, I mean, about the vaccines, about what happens, all these deaths. But the Lord put in my spirit, this the vaccine is not the only thing that's causing all of the deaths. Because they're talking about the increase of cancers and heart disease and everything else that's happening at a high rate now. And the Lord put in my spirit, it's also not just the vaccine, but it's the 5G, because it attacks your immune system. The whole goal is to reduce the population. On November the 29th last year, right after the election, it wasn't last year, it was the year before, right after the election, there was a gathering of all of the big heads. We call it the Illuminati. But they gathered together. And on November the 29th, Bill Gates, he said that now we are going to be able, with the vaccine, to track everyone and know everything we need to know about everyone. He said that then. Bill Gates said that. And they will be able to reduce the population, because his goal is to bring the population down to 2.5 billion. April, the following year, the CDC admitted what Bill Gates was saying, that there was a chip in the vaccine. They admitted it in April of 2020. They admitted that the vaccine, or it was a 21, they admitted that there was a chip. It's green and you can't hardly see it with the naked eye. Okay? This is something that they've been for a long time. This is Satan's plan from the very beginning. He put his people in place. You remember remember when all of a sudden the four women of color popped up? Tlaib, Omar, Presley, and what's her name? ALC, whatever her name, Cortez. Now, the Lord put in my spirit then, this is, they are part of the four horsemen. The scripture talks about the dragon will put words in their mouth. Isn't it something that they haven't been around 2 years, but the politicians in them are living on every word they say. They are just about in control of everything. And the Lord put in my spirit, the dragon put words in their mouth, and they can't say anything against them. You better not say anything against them. See, a long time attack. The devil is attacking from many, many ways. That what I was going to send you was part of a message, and that message was about return to freedom or live in freedom. And we are too busy living in fear. It's almost too late because we have allowed Satan's minions to steal 2 years of our lives, dumb down our children, and kill millions of people all over the world. The men and women of God that are anointed in the Holy Spirit have been warning you. God sent doctors, scientists to tell you to stop living in fear. But the people refuse to listen. Now, look, you are living in perfect fear. Over 10 years ago, the watchman sent by God preaching the coming epidemic and false teachers plus spiritual wickedness in high places is at the doorstep. Now, the message that I was going to send you, I use certain words because I have been censored, and a lot of my stuff, videos and everything else, have been snatched off, and I have been warned by Facebook and everybody else. So when you see it, I'm going to send it to you. When you give me that email, I'm going to send it to you, and you can read it. And you will have to. I use other words to be able to keep it out there. But the Lord told me, and this is, and you'll see it written in red. He said, it's man's fear that will keep this attack of Satan to continue. This battle has already been won. Man doesn't open the church on my day and stand against Satan's lies, they will bow down to the fear of wickedness to come. This was told back in 2020 of March. The president announced then, open the churches for Resurrection Day, Easter Sunday. And this is what the Lord gave me. If we don't open, we will live in fear. And that's exactly what happened. Because instead of doing, listening to what was said, they went into full lockdown and got everybody living in fear. God said that I have already. You see, when we start praying, that's when the battle is won. When we say, Lord, I'm ready to fight this battle, the battle has already been won. God just needs somebody to stand up and be counted. You know, I might send you another one about real men and women of God. Stand up. We need to stand up and fight. We have the most powerful weapon ever created, and it was created by God himself. He told us in the beginning in Genesis 1 and 26. He said, I created you in the image and likeness of me to have dominion over every beast, fish, bird, everything that creeps upon this earth. And if you look back in the second chapter or the first chapter of Job, God asked the devil, what you doing? And what did he basically say? He might have said going to and fro, but that's creeping. Mm-hmm. We have control over this devil. We have control over our destiny. We have control over opening our churches. If the church would just stand up together, we have a force that can't nothing stop it. Mm-hmm. But they won't. Truckers and parents fighting for our freedom when it's the church that's got all the power, but they too scared.
Mm-hmm.
We live in fear. You know, mm-hmm. How can we say we love God and live in fear? Fear and fear, there's no fear in love. If we truly love God, then we do not fear.
Mm-hmm.
We got to stand up. We got to stand up. Do you know that right now the news is not talking about it because they don't want you to know about it? But there are 3,500 vehicles, trucks, vans, and everything on the highway. It's 35 miles long going to D.C. to protest against the lockdowns and the mandates and everything else. Did you know that?
Right.
3,500. Yeah. You know? Where is the church? We don't have to go nowhere if we just stand together and say, look, cast these devils out. You know, start praying.
Mm-hmm.
Come together. You know, God gave us, he told us he got dominion over this. You know, that's the reason why I'm a warrior. God made me a warrior
because
I fight. I fight demonic spirits. I don't care how many, and I've been fighting. So I go out and cast out devils, and I'm going to send you a flyer because this weekend I'm asking for everybody to pray for me because I'm going to try to do a mass exorcism this weekend. I'm going to try to cast every devil I can at this program that's going to be going forth. Feeding the hungry and clothing the naked, that's what they're going to be doing. And they're coming together this Saturday in San Bernardino. I'll send you the flyer. I'm going to be one of the speakers, and I already asked you last because I'm going to attempt to do a mass exorcism.
Amen.
And it can be done. If I have the prayer behind me, we will cast the devil out of San Bernardino.
Amen.
But if
Amen.
We and stop living in fear, you know, we listening to these people run all over us. This knucklehead today got on there and said that it's going to be all right for us to pay more for gas. You know, how does he know what's in my pocket? Right now, I'm sweating. I'm sweating because I got to go and fill up three tanks, my truck and my two machines. My gas went from $120 about 3 weeks ago, a month ago. It's gone up to like $175. And before all of this stuff happened, he trying to say that the pandemic started it, but during the pandemic, the prices didn't go up. It wasn't until afterwards. You see?
Right.
They feed lies. And we got to call it out. Millions of people are reaching out to the church. The church is dropping the ball. The harvest is plenty right now. Look at all the people that are asking for a religious exemption, and the church is quiet. Can you imagine how many people we can win if we give them a reason? Give them a religious exemption. Fight for it. How many millions of people are crying out for the church to help them, and the church is saying nothing?
Right.
I'm upset. I'm totally upset. You know, they're not saying nothing. And this is the problem it's been all along. We got same-sex marriage. Why? Because the church didn't say nothing. We got transgenderism going on in the school. And what happens is parents got to get up there and try to fight for it. Why don't the church say something? Because it goes against biblical practices, but they say nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't think with our church. That's the reason why I'm calling for real men and women of God. Let's stand up.
Amen.
Let's come together. God gave us power. We got enormous power, but it's not going to work if we don't use it. We got to use
right.
it. We can't be afraid that we'll lose our tax exemption if we say the wrong thing. We can't be scared.
Yeah.
But this
right.
fear then grip this world. Fear. Believe in the lies. You know, I listen
That's
to the news, and I hear people putting out all these different lies and everybody following behind them. And I look at them, and I say, could you ask that person for prayer? The one that's feeding you all these lies, why would you believe somebody you wouldn't even ask for prayer? You know?
Right.
If I'm going to believe somebody, I'm going to believe somebody that I can go to and say, would you pray for me? And I know they'll get a prayer through. These people that are sitting up there telling you all this stuff, you would not go to one of them and say, would you pray for me? Because you know that they couldn't get a prayer through. So why would we listen to
right.
them? God has been trying to tell us for a long time. Been trying to tell us and tell us and tell us. I've been warning the people since 97 when the Lord gave me to do this. And I've been studying it, and I've been studying it, and I know what I'm talking about because I don't say nothing I haven't researched.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just talking.
So, Pastor Chaplain, what you said you've been warning the people. Tell them exactly what you're warning them against.
For one thing, I started warning the people that what was happening in end times and the different things that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
I warned them about the scriptures in Ezekiel 38 about how they talked about it today. This is what gets me so much. I've been warning the people about how they were. The scripture talks about they're going to come across the Euphrates River, and it was going to be dried up. Well, I've been telling the people that these scriptures are true because Turkey has a one humongous dam that consists of 12 other dams to stop the Euphrates River. We are living in the end of days because Turkey, who was once a friend of Israel, 2 years ago, Erdogan, swore up and down he was going to take Jerusalem back like the Ottoman Empire. Today, I'm watching the news, and they talked about that dam where he's thinking about closing it up, dry the Euphrates River for 11 months. Enough time for the kings of the This is what was said today. I've been talking about it for a long time. Back in 97, I didn't know what end times was because, like I told you, I got saved in a dope house. I didn't have a religious background. And I got saved in summer the 18th, 1994 in a dope house. And October the 8th of 95, less than 10 months later, the Lord called me into the ministry. He told me, he said, I don't want you to have a candy pants ministry. I don't want you to sugarcoat it or water it down.
I want you to go for the jug, the whole enchilada. I want you the whole 10 yards. He said, I want you to shoot from the hip and take no prisoners. And so I'm sitting there thinking, what do I call it? And I'm a cow. I love cowboys, you know. And so I said, from the hip, that's good to me. And everybody laughed at me, even my wife, everybody else. So I didn't change the name because I know God gave it to me. So I added the scripture, he that commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. At that time, the Lord told me, he says, to be this ministry, you're going to have the nerves of a gunfighter. You're going to have to stand toe-to-toe and look the devil eye-to-eye. And you got to know you had the victory. So, in 1997, the Lord told me to do this. I didn't know nothing about it. I went to this library, and I met the curator. The curator was so fascinated on what I had asked him, he turned me on and to the man who invented the chip. That man sent me this chip. He told me what the chip can do. At that time, the chip was the size of a point of a needle. This was in 97. Look this up yourself. Go to 1996 and look at the chip law that Clinton signed in. Implanting a chip in every newborn baby born since 1996. Yes, I've been warning people.
Okay,
that.
So just go back a little bit, Chaplain. You said that you met the fella who created the chip, and did
he
tell
you? Because
a lot of I know a lot of people don't understand that. Because that could be a potato chip to them. So could you tell them what all what the chip consists of?
Okay, they can control you. They will control you. You know what I want to use as an example? Many other people got the chip too. They said that it was going to implant it in inmates and everybody else. But last year, during the riots that they had, what they called the protest and everything else, where they was burning up everything and all that.
Yeah.
Most of those people were from the age of at least 28 and under. Because even though it was signed into law in 96, they started it in 94. Okay? Now, to me, I believe that was the chip being activated, because it was very strange that within 15 minutes they would have a crowd ready for war. And you know it was planned, because they would have trucks pulling up with rocks and bricks and everything else they needed. But it just strange to me. That chip, they said that they can program I still got the paperwork. It says that it can program you just like they do a computer. And they would have control. Now, it's been proven that the chip is in the vax. Now, it's been proven that. And look at what's happening. They try, what it does to a man's, you think they got, what is it, ED or whatever? Just wait till you find out. Wait till you see the effects that it's going to have on men and women, the reproductive system. It's already taking effect. That chip is going to, is for several things, tracking and everything else. It's the reason why they want everybody to have it, from babies
on up. Isn't it strange that they want a six-month-old baby to have a chip, I mean, a vax to something that they not even going to bother them? Mm-hmm. Why is it that they don't want to have no discussion about natural immunity? Mm-hmm. Natural immunity, they discovered from the natural immunity from the people who caught the first SARS, still have it today. 17, 18 years later, they still immune from any of those viruses. Why is it that they do the things that they are doing, and it's the control? Why is it that they know that they have antibiotics and everything else, but Fauci and them said no more? We will not. Doctors are not allowed to use any of them. They only want you to get the shot. This has been planned for a long time, and now they're putting it together. Like I said, Dominion, they know who they listen to. Oh, God, it drives me crazy as I see this stuff going on. I see this, and this is part of the chip, the vax, the mandates on everybody in the world. And you heard this on the news. Everybody is to get. They passing vaccines out all over the world. They sending them from here, all over the world. They want everybody to get it. The problem they having is in Africa, who had the special medicine, whatever it was. They didn't get it, like the virus, like everybody else. And here in America, why is it that they went into the hood and started paying blacks to get the shot? They upset because 56% of blacks did not get it. And that's something, you see. There's so much going on. Sickness is operating in so many areas. And at the same time, they talk about bars and gyms and grocery stores and everything else, but they never, ever say one word about the church. This is an all-around satanic attack. We're being attacked from every area. They preaching hate in the schools. They the ones causing all the problems. Instead of preaching Jesus Christ saves, they want to tell you that you born racist or you born gay.
Yeah.
We're living in the end of days, and Jesus Christ getting ready to come back. And we better be ready because all the signs are there. All the signs are there.
Yeah.
I get upset just seeing what's going on. But I'm just thankful that the Lord said he would not have you to be ignorant. See, though I'm getting upset talking about it right now, I also have a clear mind knowing that I know what's coming. Yeah, it's not going to be rosy, but it's the reason why we need to be saved right now. Because we are living in the end of days, and God is going to call his church out of here. It's the reason why Satan is attacking the church the way he is. He's trying to keep us out of church. He knows that if he can keep us out, then he can keep the Holy Ghost out. And if he can keep the Holy Ghost out of church, what did he do? He put a mandate that you got to stay 6 feet apart. What is it when the old churches, what did they do? They prayed for you and laid hands on you and cast them devils out. But if he can keep you 6 feet apart, you can't lay hands on nobody.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you know, and if he limit how many you can have in church, oh, and then he stuck us all on TV. That is the biggest thing, crazy thing I can see. You remember the old church? And what did the old saints used to say about the TV? That is that one-eyed devil. Remember that? They called the TV. And now we carry that one-eyed devil everywhere with us. You know what WWW means in the Hebrew, don't you? 666.
What does it mean?
666. Look at the Hebrew. When you look at the alphabet and the numbers, it looks like a W. The six. And we go on the internet, WWW. Now, everybody's flocking to the TV. Do you know who is running that? They can censor you, cut you off. If you say the wrong things, you are blocked. That's not of God. I don't believe Jesus Christ died for Zoom. You know? Church, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a good thing. It's fine. But I look at what the scripture says in James, that out of the mouth comes good and evil. Out of that TV, out of your phone, out of your computer comes good and evil.
Right.
Out of the Holy Bible, out of the Holy Bible, and out of the mouth of a preacher should come nothing but good.
Mm-hmm.
We are under his authority when we go to his technology. You know, I'm not for it. You know, as a matter of fact, I've never been on Zoom or nothing else. You know, I stick to my word. You know, I read this word and I study it and I preach it. I got a TV program, you know, and they got censored. Back in 2009, they tried to take me off. But the studios fought to keep me on because I had such a large following. They said, no, we're not going to take him off. But they tried to take me off, me and Jack Van Impey and John Hagee and all of those end-time preachers. They tried to take us all off back in 2009. And we all still on there because the studios back then stood up for us. Would the studio stand up for us now? No.
No, they're part of big tech now.
No. And you know what? And the church, I'm going to tell you something. The people today in the church won't stand up. If the church was as weak and spineless the way they are today, years ago, back in Christ's day, our religion would have never survived. But we had strong people that was devout, people that believed, and they were willing to die for the faith. And that's how our religion survived. But today, it wouldn't survive. It would not survive. And that's the reason why we as men and women of God got to preach the truth no matter how much it bothers us, how much it bothers them, no matter how much they want to say. You know, they can't call me, they might want to call me a homophobe. I say, no, I can't. You can't call me that. You might say I'm against Muslims and everything. I tell them, sir, no, I can't say that because I got everything in my family. I got Mormons, I got Jehovah Witnesses, I got Muslims, I got homosexuals, I got lesbians and everything else in my family, and I love them. But it will not stop me preaching the truth. And they know I'm going to preach what I preach, and they love me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to stop being so scared that people's going to hate us.
and get out there and do what we're supposed to do. God will put a hedge around us. God will protect us if we just do what we're supposed to do. Let me read this to you. This is a prayer that I do. It's called a declaration of war. My Lord, I come to request of my King to declare war on all satanic activity in our nation. The church and your beloved people, I declare war on in the holy name of Yahshua, the great Savior. Ephesians 6, 10 to 13, finding my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, taking to you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. The adversary is trying to destroy everything good, including the people's faith in our beloved Savior, Yahshua HaMashiach. I, Brimstone, that's my name. My wife is fire. I'm Brimstone. She's fire. I, Brimstone, declare war on all evil wisdom, starting at the top to bring down big tech, the media, political leaders, and false prophets, and to give them, and please give them visions of hell. Let them see what will happen if they do not come clean and repent. Let them go before the people they have deceived and confess for their sinful actions. If they don't, may everything they do will be cursed, crushed, destroyed, and exposed. My master, you said I can bring down nations. My Lord, you said to bring this nation called by Yahweh down to his knees in repentance, or there will be judgment upon the nation, the people, the church. The wicked leaders have set out to bring great harm to your beloved chosen people and the house that is called by your name, your blood-bought church. Yahshua, I need a word of command from you, my King. We need to come against our ungodly leaders who are using the church to deceive the people with their silence. Jeremiah 23:11. For both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in my house I have found their wickedness, saith the Lord. Now, what I'm about to say right now is actually what the Lord said to me, and I wrote down, and I have not changed one word. No longer will you bow to the laws of man's abominations. It's time to stand up strong and shout in one voice. We will not bow to Satan. Abominations such as abortion, socialism, transgenderism, and the horrific crossbreeding of humans and animals. Occult climate changing doctrine, funny medical science, and bowing to the devil's lies of man-made truth. I have shown you my love, but you nailed me back to the cross. The devils are standing in the churches lying to the people by silent to the dangers ahead as they are being led into bondage, saying, follow me, God is not going to do anything. This is a new day, a day of acceptance. It's the law, and we must obey the laws of man. They smile in your face, and you have become their slaves. You refuse to believe the true men and women of the Most High calling, and walk, and choose to walk after filthy liars from hell. You will soon be paying in tears for your unwillingness to obey my holy commandments and walk holy. You have chosen to follow the world. Something I didn't mention. In that prayer, it was mentioned about the crossbreeding of humans and animals. You know that's going on, don't you?
Exactly, yes. And that was my next question to you, to explain to the people how that's happening.
Okay, there is transgenderism. I must. You want me to send you all these different messages? I got one on transgenderism, about the transformation
well,
of the church.
Well, I want the people to hear. So okay, now, I can listen later, but I want them to hear today.
Okay, now. They are crossbreeding humans and animals. They started in China, but guess who was doing it here? And up until 2014, when Obama found out that Fauci and them were crossbreeding humans and animals, he stopped it here, and Fauci took it to China,
right,
where they crossbreed. Now, you can go on the computer and look up Monkey Boy. And when you look up Monkey Boy, it's going to tell you about how the United States and China was working at this together. It's so much so, and it's been known so much that there, if you go on Netflix, you can look at, oh, God, what's the name of that program? There's a program on Netflix. I can't think of the name. And it is all about the crossbreeding of the children, the crossbreeding of humans and animals.
Sweet Tooth.
Sweet Tooth.
Yeah.
And now, that stuff is going on. They have a whole, everything that you can imagine, everything you heard of is actually happening. They never did stop doing the cloning. Just last, there was, I'm going to go back to the chip real quick. Back in 97, when I was studying about this, I found out that I forgot what they called the special forces in Israel. And they had implanted them with chips. They were able to run faster, think quicker. They can do everything at a high rate. They were stronger and everything else. They didn't have to eat as much, and they was in everything else. So much so that the other soldiers wanted to be implanted with this chip.
Hmm.
Now, from what I understand, there are several world leaders who have been cloned in case they, there's an assassination attempt. They've already been cloned. But back to the transhuman, they're doing that because Satan is trying to make his own. He's trying to create life. This is the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to imitate God in every way. So he's going to make his own humans. You see? It's a mess. It's a mess. And this is going on. But like I said, go on there and look up Monkey Boy. If it's still on there. Because that what I was talking about earlier about the transgenderism. I mean, not the transgender. The genetic engineering of humans and everything that they were doing, but you know what? They took it off. You can't find it no more. They was I seen myself how the body changed, the animals changed when they transhumanism or whatever they did to them, how they changed and everything. And I was looking at it, and I spoke about it in about 3 or 4 months later, I wanted to go back and catch up on it and go back over it again, and you cannot find it. You see, that's that one idea. He controls the information. And it's the reason why we must buckle down and stick to the word of God, because we know that never changes. You know, that word of God. You looking at that, relying on man's lies, we will continue live in fear and be in bondage, because that's Satan's goal.
That's right. And we only have about 4 minutes left. So, Chaplain, would you like to say a prayer for Christianity at this point?
Lord, please, Lord, hear our prayers. We have blindly did things that we know displease you. Lord, have mercy on us and forgive us of our iniquities. Lord, we want to do right. We do not want to end up in the wrong place. We do not want to be left behind. We want to come up hither when you call us to come up hither. We want to be right there. Lord, have mercy on us. Forgive us of our sins, our shortcomings. Give us the knowledge that we need. Lord, I'm asking right now, you got enough angels to dispatch an angel to each and every one of us to help guide and direct our path and give us the knowledge and wisdom that we need. And most of all, Lord, give us the preachers, the men and women of God, the words to reach the lost. Please, Lord, hear our prayers. You show us how to mend the broken minds. There's so much out there about mental illness. Lord, please, Lord, we know there's nothing but a satanic attack. Lord, please, use us to mend the brokenhearted and to mend the broken minds. Please, Lord. Please, Lord, let us not lose another family member, another church member, another nobody, Lord. Please, Lord, help us to win the lost. Lord, if there's anything about us, any one of us, right now, Lord, your scripture says that he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, his prayers are an abomination. Lord, have mercy on us. Let that not be so. Forgive us of our shortcomings. Have mercy on us. Cleanse us right now that our prayers will be answered. We stand on the scripture that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings. Cleanse us so that our prayers will be answered. Lord, we praying for our loved ones. Yes, Lord, we have some that don't want to listen. The scripture says that there will be those that will disobey their parents. Lord, please, Lord, hear our prayers. Help us to reach our loved ones. And let our loved ones reach somebody else. And let us reach this world. We have men and women that we come in contact with each and every day. Let them see the light in us. And ask, what is it that's so special about you? Let them want the Jesus in us, in them. Please, Lord, let us be the salt of the earth. Yes, Lord, let us be that light that shines, Lord, in a dark place, Lord. Please, Lord, give us the strength that we need. Give us the holy boldness that we need. Let us be zealous for you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let us all do the kingdom work that you want us to do. Yes, Lord. Please, Lord, anoint this program that everybody from now on tune in and listen. Yes, Lord. Bless the T's, both of them, right now. Touch them. Touch them right now. Give them their special anointing. Give them favor amongst everybody they come in contact with. Yes, Lord. Whether it's on the phone or even in their thoughts. And if when anybody think of them, they'll think of the good things. And they'll want to say a prayer for them. Yes, Lord. And we thank you right now, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this program. Thank you for the opportunity that you gave me to get on here and vent. Yes, Lord. I might have got carried away, but, Lord, I can't help it because I love you so much. And we wouldn't be doing what we're doing. Now, Lord, make us warriors to go out and defeat this devil in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. And that will do it for our program for this week. We've completely ran out of time, so I know everybody was blessed. We wanted to keep going, but we're over now, and we'll see you next week. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Bless you and love you all. Bye-bye.
God bless you. All righty.